This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The United States and the Taliban will sign an agreement on February 29th at the end of a week-long period of violence reduction in Afghanistan. We get details from Emer McCarthy of Reuters.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States and the Taliban will sign an agreement at the end of the month. A spokesman for the Taliban said both sides would also make agreements for the release of prisoners. In a statement, Pompeo also said that the United States and the Taliban have held talks to arrange a political settlement in Afghanistan with an aim to reduce the American presence in the region. He said the agreement will be signed upon the successful implementation of an understanding with the Taliban on a significant and nationwide reduction in violence. It could represent a chance for peace in the country after years of war and nearly two decades of American troop presence.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. A new warning from the nation's intelligence officials is raising questions about Russian interference in the 2020 election campaign. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
Intelligence officials have warned lawmakers Russia is again interfering in the presidential race to help the Trump campaign. Three people familiar with a closed-door briefing say the warning came last week, infuriating President Trump, who complained Democrats would use the information against him. A day later, he berated National Intelligence Chief Joseph McGuire and this week announced he's replacing McGuire with Trump loyalist Rick Grenell. The president has long dismissed the intelligence community's assessment that Russia interfered to boost his 2016 campaign. This warning is raising questions about whether his administration's taking the right steps to fight more meddling. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization says though the trend of infections with the coronavirus is down in China, countries around the world cannot afford to be complacent. WHO General Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Friday that though the total number of cases outside China remained relatively small, some of the drop in reported cases was due to a change in China's method of reporting.
As you know, last week China started reporting clinically diagnosed cases in addition to laboratory confirmed cases. They have now switched back to reporting only suspected and lab confirmed cases.
Apart from the Diamond Princess cruise ship in Japan, the Republic of Korea now has the most cases outside China. Lebanon confirmed its first corona case Friday, a 45-year-old woman who had arrived from Iran and was being quarantined in a hospital. Iranian health authorities Friday reported two more deaths from the new virus. The United Nations is calling for a halt to hostilities in northwest Syria's embattled Idlib province, warning of a bloodbath if the fighting goes on. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
UN agencies report around 3 million civilians are trapped in Idlib, unable to escape to other countries because borders with Syria have been closed. Spokesman for the Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, Jens Laerke, says about one-third or 330,000 of the displaced have fled to nearby areas in northern Aleppo, which also are under fire. The United Nations says it plans to scale up humanitarian operations in northwest Syria to provide emergency aid for 1.1 million people over the next 6 months. For that, it says it will need $500 million. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A British woman who supported the Islamic State group has pleaded guilty to plotting to bomb St. Paul's Cathedral and a hotel in London. AP's Zaria Shackley has more.
The 36-year-old woman from Middlesex in southeast England admitted to the preparation of terrorist acts and dissemination of terrorist publications. She admitted the offences at Central London Criminal Court. A prosecution case summary said she made contact with someone who could prepare explosives and went on a reconnaissance trip to scope out the cathedral. She expressed a desire to target a church or somewhere historical on a day like Christmas or Easter to kill more, the summary said. She confided her plans to two others, both of whom were undercover police officers. I'm Zaria Shackley.
A down day on Wall Street with all three major indices in negative territory late in the trading session. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.